This boy Bahem Yisrael, the boy who brought flutes. They used to play the flute by the Espagin. So they should not be used for this person, not by another person, for the amount of time that it would take to bring this from Chutz L'Tchum. Bruce says if it was brought through a major roadway that everybody saw that he was bringing them for the Levaya, then he could never use them, like we saw previously, that something was done with a Pearson, a public act that was done by a Goyan Shabbos for a funeral that should never be used for funerals. So Chiddush here, because they were talking about the grave itself, now we're talking about the flutes. If you know they brought it from a place that was further away, then even though it's possible that it came from a closer place, but this situation, this thing that was brought, you know, was brought from further away, so you have to wait for the amount of time it takes to come from that place. Once you wait the amount of time, that it could be brought on Motzei Shabbos, so you really didn't gain any time by the fact that it was brought on Shabbos, and you can use it whether for the person it was brought for or for others. So they brought only with the Issa Rabbanon of going to Rishus Aram de Rabbanon, if it was from within the Tchum, and it all went to Rishus Aram de Rabbanon, Kabbalist, and have all the conditions to be Rishus Aram de Raita, then you can use it immediately after Shabbos. Here's a little chiddush. We said Chutz L'Tchum, you have to wait the amount of time that it takes to bring it afterwards. So we're more machmir by Chutz L'Tchum than Rishus Aram de Rabbanon. We're more making by the case of the Kabbalist because they didn't really gain so much. It was brought from within the city. In the case that it was brought from out of the city, he has a major gain by the fact it was brought on Shabbos, therefore we're more machmir on that, it's a Rabbanon. If they die, stuff you can move in the Tchum, or Mitoch HaTchum, Choshim Hashem, Mechuz HaTchum, Hu Hu. Achirish, that if it's a stuff you brought from out of the Tchum or not, we are Ma'achmer, and you have to wait, if they should yeah, so the amount of time it takes to bring from that place. Shin Chov Lof, Sif Aleph. Also, Lichot Kol Gufa, Yafilu, Kol Eva, Eva Levada, Yafilu, Mamish Shavuchum, Yerim Shabbos. When it's not allowed to bathe themselves in warm water, even if it's heated up from before Shabbos, if he's washing his entire body, and even if he doesn't do it in one shot, but he washes one limb, and then another one, but after saying everything said and done, he did his whole body, and the Mishnah says, Udin did the majority of the body, so it's also to wash the majority of your body with warm water on Shabbos. Bein, I mean, the kli, bein in bekaka, whether the water is in a kli, or it's in a pool, or a mikveh, also, not only is it, you're not allowed to go into a body of water that was heated from before Shabbos, also you're not allowed to take a shower. The water is being poured over you also, if it's warm water, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, even if it's warmed up from before Shabbos. But if you're not doing your entire body, you're just doing your arms, legs, and face, that is permitted. To use this warm water for washing those independent Eivorim on Shabbos. And the Ramos says, Oy Shari Eivorim, as long as you don't do the entire body, it's acceptable, or like we said, if you don't do the majority of the body. If a woman has to prepare herself for Shiva Nekiyim, also she can rinse off that area, it's only part of the body. But Amir Lechame Ya'ur, this issue of bathing yourself in warm water on Shabbos is talking about water that's heated up by fire. Natural springs, hot springs, one can, he gets in, go into them on Shabbos. Same thing, cold water, not a problem. So we will see later, that the minig is not to do any type of bathing on Shabbos, because Shashi may come to squeeze out the water in your hair. But the ikadin, that's minig, as long as the water is not heated by fire, it is acceptable to bathe in. The natural hot waters, you can use them only if they are in the ground. But if they're in a kli, then the xeri may come to use the water that was heated up by fire in a kli. Therefore, hot water in a kli can never be used to take a full bath.